This is St. Louis Public Radio. A young St. Louis woman who honed her activism in the Ferguson protests is now taking her passion to the screen. Brittany Farrell is a nurse turned filmmaker. She's working on a film project about African Americans who die in childbirth or from complications of pregnancy. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports that Farrell wants everyone to know that Black people aren't getting the care they deserve.
As a labor and delivery nurse, Brittany Farrell helped hundreds of patients. But Farrell hasn't come to Ayanna Graham's home in St. Louis to assist with the birth of her child 2 weeks away. She's here to document Graham's daily life for a film project. Graham's three young children vie for Farrell's attention as Graham folds mounds of laundry in her living room. As an African-American woman, Graham is three times more likely to die from being pregnant or giving birth than her white counterparts.
The name of my documentary is You Lucky You Got a Mama. And it speaks to the fact that Black women are dying at like unacceptable rates. And so with the numbers being so drastic, you really are lucky to have a mama.
Farrell doesn't mince words when talking about why Black women, along with transgender and non-binary African Americans, face higher peril when pregnant.
Let's name it for what it is, and it's racism. It's racial bias.
Farrell points to horrific examples of medical racism in the U.S. Black men with syphilis left untreated as an experiment. Henrietta Lacks, whose cancer cells scientists used for research without her family's permission or knowledge. The neglect and inattention shown to Black mothers, she says, has also caused harm. And it's still happening to women like Ayanna Graham.
I almost died giving birth to my daughter.
In the hospital, Graham passed several large clots while showering. A nurse dismissed her concerns, but doctors later discovered it was an emergency, requiring a blood transfusion.
That's one of the reasons why this is important for me to, like, allow myself to step out of my comfort zone to do this, because it's going to help another woman. It's going to help someone else, you know, get through their pregnancy and get through their fears of what if I die having my child.
Farrell says instead of listening to Black patients, medical providers often judge them.
Oh, well, she didn't finish her high school education. Or she works at a minimum wage job, or she doesn't exercise enough, or maybe if you had a better attitude about things, you know.
Part of the problem, Farrell says, is that some white doctors don't understand the lives of their Black patients. At the same time, some African-American patients, unaccustomed to Black people as authorities, don't trust Black doctors. She says Graham had never seen an African-American doctor until her fourth pregnancy and was initially suspicious.
And she was like, oh my gosh, like, I mean, are you sure? I mean, like, is she a doctor? Like, you went to school like all the other doctors went to school?
Farrell put nursing school on hold in 2014 to protest the police killing of Michael Brown. Filmmaker Sabah Folian, who directed the nationally acclaimed documentary Whose Streets, was drawn to Farrell as a subject of her collaboration with local artist Damon Davis about the movement.
I just saw the energy and the crowd around her and asked her, you know, how do you as a woman find your place in this movement? And she said to me, you don't find your place. You don't wait till someone gives you a place. You take your place. And from that moment on, I just knew that this was a woman who I wanted to get to know and who had something really valuable to say.
Folian is now producing Farrell's project, with Davis acting as a consultant. Farrell has ambitious goals.
I want this project to really touch people, wake people up, make people feel compelled, make people feel seen.
Farrell hopes to raise $500,000 for the project, which may become a documentary or a series. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.